Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Luke chapter 24, verses 36 through 48. The Reverend Michael Meyer is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 24th chapter. As they were talking about these things, Jesus himself stood among them and said to them, "Peace to you." But they were startled and frightened and thought they saw a spirit. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do doubts arise in your hearts? See my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see. For a spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they still disbelieved for joy and were marveling, he said to them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it and ate before them. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. O Lord, have mercy upon us."
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
In both Psalm 115 and Psalm 135, the psalmist speaks of idols in this way. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak, eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear, noses, but do not smell. They have hands, but do not feel, feet, but do not walk, and they do not make a sound in their throat. Those who make them become like them, so do all who trust in them. That is, those who trust in these things lose all real physicality. They become deaf, dumb, and mute, just like that which they believe in. In other words, they're dead. The Christ, though, is no idol. He is not made of gold or silver, but of flesh and blood, God incarnate, born not of the will of man or by human hands, but of God and conceived by the Holy Spirit. In his body, born of Mary, he became one with our human condition and breathed the air of mortals, of us poor, miserable sinners. His eyes saw our need. His ears heard our cries for mercy. And in his mouth were words of mercy and peace, which the world cannot give. His hands washed the disciples' feet and picked up the cross. They were pierced for our iniquity, even while his feet trod the lonely path to Golgotha and were run through for our trespasses. The devil, in his own blindness and rage, destroyed the body of Jesus. He knew, perhaps better than we, what a God with eyes and ears and mouth were capable of, and yet he foolishly thought that he could put an end to it. But the Lord of life had other plans. He willingly laid down his life, for he knew that he had the power to take it up again. Thus, on the third day, having rested from all his work, our Lord rose from the dead, and not just according to his divinity. The resurrection is the sign and seal that humanity is not something that will be discarded, but will forever be wrapped up with the Godhead, inseparable in the person and the work of Christ. For unlike the gods and the idols of gold and silver, our Lord still has eyes that see. He sees the disciples, and he stands among them. He has ears that hear. For he knows their fears and their doubts and their objections even before they give them voice, but still listens to them anyway. He has a mouth that eats and drinks and speaks peace into doubting and mourning hearts. He has hands still marked and pierced so that the disciples can touch and believe and not be afraid. He has feet which have walked the path back to God and opened to us the way of everlasting life. And to those who believe, yea, to you, the baptized, the right has been given to be called children of God, even sons and daughters of the King, who now reflect and become like the one in whom you believe. Accordingly, all real and true physicality are yours, with eyes of faith. We see him as he truly is. We behold the Lamb of God who was slain, and yet who lives forever. With ears that have been opened by Christ, we hear his word of peace spoken into our hearts. We hear the one whom all the law and the prophets and the Psalms proclaimed. With lips and with tongues, we taste the goodness of the Lord as he is placed into our mouths, and they are loosed to sing his praises and to proclaim his name to all nations. Likewise, we have hands and we have feet given and enlivened by Christ himself to bless and to serve the neighbor. Now, sometimes we fall into the trap that our work, even here in this building, is a result of our strength, of our knowledge perhaps, or some special skill set that only few in the church have, or that God couldn't possibly do his work without us doing ours. Repent. You are not the answer that this world needs. Christ is. Repent and look again to him who died and rose, who defeated sin, death, and the devil, who opens your minds to understand the scriptures, and who even now feeds and nourishes you to life everlasting. You see, death could do a lot of things, but it could not hold Jesus. It can't hold you either. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.